quarterbacks don't count, but 80-some guys are trying to put together second, third units, scout teams, all that stuff.
Well, it's obviously, I mean, a lot of moving parts. And it's like I finished the script for tomorrow, and I told Jason, this script might have to go to the Hall of Fame if we can get through it. Because what you're doing is you're trying to look at people. You know what people have done. You're trying to, you know, make sure that, you know, you don't know who's going to be here. And so you're trying to get everybody as many reps as you possibly can. You know, and the thing we do is we try to use our own stuff against each other. So we're always trying to go best against best, and hopefully we're getting the best looks. And when you're doing something rather than a scout team or a show team, for example, when you're doing something now, so everybody at every rep is getting better at what they do. Hopefully.
You guys made a pretty sizable jump in improvement on special teams last year compared to the year prior. What are some of the things that you can do to kind of go one step further now?
Well, I think the thing that we've tried to do, and Mike has talked about this a lot, is, hey, we just got to continue to improve. I mean, you know, the one thing about special teams, it's one play. I've said this a lot of times. It's one play. You don't get second down. You don't get third down. And, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen. It's a long play. There's a lot of yardage involved. And, you know, so, you know, one play can affect the whole outcome. But I think we just got to continue to improve. And, you know, we're not making a lot of changes from what we did last year. I mean, obviously the things that we feel like, you know, trying to put players in position that they, you know, our changes are more for the players more so than scheme or anything like that. If there's a certain technique for a person that makes it easier for him to execute that technique, then we're trying to do that. But, you know, we just – obviously football is a game of, you know, it's a reaction game. The more times you do the same thing, the less thinking, the faster you play, and hopefully we can continue to improve.
What were your first impressions of Peter Mortel, and where do you see that punter competition right now?
I haven't thought a lot about it. I mean, you know, Peter came in, obviously, and did a good job in his tryout, and he's done a good job since he's been here. And, you know, those guys, I think that'll all sort out as we go through here and you know, punting. And you know, we only punted the first day. We'll punt again tomorrow. I think that'll kind of just play itself out.
You going to give them, like, a game each, or are you going to – have them both kick in preseason games?
I'm not sure. You know, Mike hasn't talked to me about how he wants to do that, but I'm sure they're both going to kick in the game situations. And, you know, Tim's been in a lot of games, so, you know, we need to see what it's like for him to punt in front of people. And I think, you know, obviously Sunday night, you know, with a full house, even though it's not a game, it's still, I mean, you know, they're usually, as I remember, they're pretty revved up when they come out there. They have a lot of fun. So I think those kinds of situations are good to see how they handle the pressure.
That first day, Ron, they were punting, I think, into a pretty strong win on your first punt drill. Is that a good thing? I mean, is it a good challenge for them?
Well, you know, I think the one thing, obviously, you know, if you're punting in Green Bay, you're going to punt in the wind and conditions, and so you might as well, you know, you might as well start right away. And even Mason, I'll ask Mason which way he wants to kick. He doesn't. He's just so used to it, he doesn't care. He just whatever direction the offense or defense or the drill's going, we'll just put her down and kick right there. And they both know that. You know, Peter's from here, so he knows that. And obviously, Tim's, you know, is punted it, you know, here long enough to know that, you know, the conditions, it's not something that you even think about.
You know, the one big thing you guys did so well in 2014 was returning punts. What do you think went wrong last year in that regard, and how do you get back? Because obviously Micah was super good.
Well, you know, obviously Micah's got three returns for touchdowns, and you're right. I mean, he is good, and he can do it. It's really become a big emphasis for us in the offseason and in camp, just as was kickoff return last year. Was a big emphasis. We didn't have the kind of year that we had, you know, previous to last year that we needed to have. And, you know, so, I mean, we're, you know, we haven't changed a lot of scheme, but we've really fine-tuned the techniques and putting a lot more time on it. And a lot of times with the punt return, too, is, you know, it's just sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not, you know, and the punters that you're punting against or playing against and so forth. But we have put a big emphasis in it. It is a phase that we've told them that we have got to get a lot better at.
Are you able to coach Rick a little bit differently now that he's not going through a crash course like he was at the end of last season, and he can kind of ease his way into it more?
Yeah, we, you know, we and for all of them, really, we start from day one. I mean, it's, you know, even though you got veterans that are, you know, it's the same thing. It's from day one. So, you know, I think it obviously Rick is a little bit more relaxed in, you know, what we're doing. And when he came in, when he first came in, it was, like you say, it was a crash course. So, you know, we're doing it, you know, from the very beginning, so he's got a lot better. I would say more comfortable with particularly with protection schemes.